good afternoon, and welcome to the Green Zone. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing. Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom design for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Big game today for the Eagles. On the road in Minnesota. It's going to be I think it's going to be another close game. The Eagles had a laugher last week against the terrible Jets as they prepare for kickoff. But there's something about Kirk Cousins that makes me feel like he's going to find a way to give it up. What do you think, Pat?
I completely agree. I think if you can get even a modicum of pressure on him like you got against the Jets, and that's a bad Jets offensive line, and that's a really bad quarterback to the point where they released him. But if you can get some pressure on Kirk Cousins and make life a little bit difficult for him, I think he coughs up the ball. One of the bets that Sugar House had was Kirk Cousins over 0.5 interceptions. I hammered that. He's by accident going to give up at least one, I feel like.
I think that's going to be the key to the game. Carson not turning the ball over and him turning the ball over. I think that's going to be the biggest key in the game. But I really want to see if any of these receivers can just step up just a little bit. Does any of them have a pulse as the Eagles prepare to take off? Do any of them have a pulse? Because they need somebody to step up, and they start off with a touchback.
Yeah, I mean, Nelson Agholor's getting paid $9 million.
Yeah.
He's gotten two catches the past 2 weeks. I mean, he hasn't looked good. I mean, I don't care how good of a blocking wide receiver you are. If you're getting paid $9 million, you better get more than two catches. So he needs to step up. Dallas Goddard's a guy I need to see step up. I understand, yeah. He came into camp injured, came into the season injured.
Yeah.
Dude, like, you gotta show me something. I'm sick of hearing every week you're going to be a focal point of the offense, and the game gets played, and you're really not.
We'll talk to David Tuckman after the first series here. Right now on Play Sugar House, the Vikings minus 182, 180 in the live betting, Eagles plus 140 on the live lines on Play Sugar House. And it starts off with a short completion to Diggs. Those I'm not worried about. Short completions, if they have to nickel and dime their way down the field, I like the Eagles' chances. The fear is, does Sidney Jones have any amount of, I don't like to question guys' manhood, but with him, he gets burnt and then he suddenly gets hurt. Does he have it in him to just stay out there and man up and just play a damn football game without faking like he's hurt because he gets burnt? And all sides on, unless it was,
I think it was false start.
Was it a false start?
I think
Brandon Graham definitely was in the neutral zone.
We'll find out. Yeah, no, you're right, neutral zone.
Brandon Graham, so it goes from second and six to second and one. Not great. He had three sacks last week. It was against the Jets. You don't need it. You're not going to be able to just get head starts the whole game there, Brandon.
What do you think? Over, under 4.5 for the season for him?
Sacks?
Yeah.
I go
three
over.
Last week.
I go over. I do.
How many do you think he finishes with? Because I go max.
I think
5.5.
I think he gets 8.
You think he gets 8 sacks?
Wow, I think he gets 8.
I hope you're right.
You have Miami on the schedule. If he gets three in that
point game. Yeah,
now, I think they all count, and there's a run because you end up with a short second and one situation.
I am so sick of every single running back when they pick up a first down doing the Zeke Elliott,
He should be the only one that's allowed to do it.
Let me eat. Yeah, it's just come up with something new,
yeah,
please.
He should be. Elliott's allowed to do it because he originated in college. Won a national championship doing it, and then comes into the league. Everyone else, not allowed. Rules is rules.
Elliott does it every time one of the Chargers gets dropped. He starts doing that. Yep.
Chargers dropped. All right, in addition to everything, 610-632-0975. We have Zombieland movie screening passes today.
Yeah, I'll be going to that.
So, it'll be Tuesday, October 15th at the Regal in King of Prussia at 7:30. So we'll have that going on. Hopefully we can give those away as part of a celebration today over Eagles win. Injury on the offensive line for the Vikings, which we don't like guys to be hurt, but that should help the Eagles. Maybe Fletcher Cox is able to make a play here.
Yeah, it's one of the guards who's going to be out.
So. I mean, he's been double-teamed kind of nonstop, unfortunately, because of the Jackson injury. In addition to him coming back from injury, he makes a tackle 3-4 yards down the field. He's been double-teamed basically every snap since Malik Jackson broke his foot and was out for the season.
Yeah, which is understandable. He had to know that was coming, too. He's one of the best in the league for a reason.
And the plan was, when he gets double-teamed, Vincent Jackson wreaks havoc, the ends don't have as much pressure, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it all kind of fell apart week one.
It's a trickle-down effect. I mean, you're going
to... Jernigan is close to coming back, though.
You're going to double-team him when you have Hassan Ridgeway as, you know, the guy next to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
You just are. And
yeah.
Double and sometimes double and a chip from a running back.
My ten-month-old knows to do that.
All right, reverse here.
You know, if they're doing...
Eagles,
if they're
no
doing
lane discipline.
Trick stuff, man, it's... They're in trouble.
Now, the one thing is, if they have to do that, sometimes you can look at it as you're shutting down their regular stuff. But it's so early in the game, they haven't had a chance to shut anything down.
Nah, it screams desperation to me. If you're throwing that out there early in the game.
Early. That's what I mean. But look at Barnett. Sucked all the way inside. That's on the end. That's completely on Barnett, who is shown to be kind of a dumb football player. You can't get sucked in that much.
I'm not a huge Derek Barnett fan. I don't like when we make a big deal because a guy's ankles bend. And that's all I heard about with Derek
Barnett.
Well,
the guy also was a very productive player. They talked about
it. He was, but
bend.
I mean, my God, they made him out to be like he was
and
an
a deep
X-Men.
Play. And good job by Rasul Douglas.
He's by far their best corner. Repeatedly showed he's their best quarter.
By far. Not even close.
It makes you wonder what's taking him so long to actually get a lot of time on the field.
I think it's the top end speed. Like, right there, you have a quarterback. Right now, you have a quarterback who doesn't have a good deep arm. He's plenty accurate inside of 20 yards, but he throws a lot of ducks. Against a real quarterback, I think their fear is Diggs will run right by him and he doesn't have the catch-up speed. But against Cousins, he can't. He doesn't throw the deep ball well. All right, second and long. Can the Eagles do something here on defense? Oh, Fletcher Cox right into the backfield.
Nice job by Fletcher Cox.
Wow. Massive. That's maybe his best play so far this season, coming back from all these injuries with the surgery late due to the Saints game. I mean, right in there, unblocked. How did they mess that up?
We're talking about how it's so obvious that you double-team Fletcher Cox.
And they did the previous play.
And they decide, you know what? He's good. We'll let him go.
I guess right there they're thinking running back has to beat that lineman. But he would lose to most people at the 40. Within 10 yards, though, you almost take Fletcher Cox with anybody. Very quick feet over the short period of time. He's going to run you down in 10 yards.
Well, now
third and long.
Passing down.
And
great catch.
Boom. Just
like
that.
Catch. I love Adam Thielen.
But right there, though, they can't get themselves off the field on third down. The defense already putting the Vikings in field goal range. And when Carson Wentz gets the ball, they're most likely going to be behind.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And that's McLeod beat there.
Yeah, he was a mannequin. He kind of just stood still, and Cousins did a nice job to fit that ball in there.
And then, boom, sweep the other way, big run. And it looks like the Vikings are getting ready to score a touchdown. Pathetic defensive effort on the first series. Pathetic.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, you need to get off the field there. This is a game where you're going to have Kirk Cousins beat you.
And third and 13, you got to get yourself off the field.
Exactly.
And they didn't. Look at the block and look at the lane. That's partially because Sidney Jones, surprise, surprise, not physical enough to shed a wide receiver blocking him. Not like it was a left tackle, and he just opens up the hole. Sidney Jones, I can't stand him. That play still would have went for yards, but that should have went for 5 to 8 yards rather than 15 if he just takes on a physical toll of perhaps shedding a wide receiver blocking you.
Well,
it's not the hardest thing in the world to do.
He tackled him there.
Okay.
You hate Sidney Jones, I can't stand Derek Barnett.
Well, the difference is Sidney Jones is worse. Far worse.
All right. I mean, I've seen so much from Derek Barnett to love. He's been so productive from that first round 14th overall pick.
I'm pretty
spot.
Sure he had a Super Bowl strip sack recovery.
Hey, call it makes a point.
What does Sidney Jones have?
Call
what's
makes
his
a point.
Career highlight?
A hopping off the field. Yeah, I just need to see something from Derek Barnett to actually show me why he was drafted 14th overall. I agree.
Got Dalvin Cook.
I agree. It was the same draft.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed for you, Pat, that you would put Derek Barnett.
I'm simply saying your guy is Sidney Jones. My guy's Derek Barnett.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying Sidney Jones is maybe the worst player on this football team.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that Boston Scott?
I think Boston Scott might make a play.
Sendejo's worse.
Sendejo also stinks. Third and two. Huge play right here to force a field goal. And
they got him. He held him up.
Now Fletcher they're going to go for it.
Fletcher Cox held him up.
Now, if I'm the Vikings, I go for it here.
And Adam Thielen wants him to go for it, too.
Now, it's very easy for the wide receiver to say that because he won't have to deal with any of the contact of the fourth and one.
Oh, that might have been that. I said Fletcher Cox. It might have been my favorite player.
I think it was both. Now, right there, though, by Barnett, you know where Cox made it, but where he did do a good job for once is he set the edge.
Yeah, he forced the inside,
where he did not set the edge at all, he set the edge to allow that to happen. So, good play, not a great play. If you missed the game earlier, the London game, Jameis Winston threw 5 interceptions and lost a fumble or two. They're challenging the spot here.
Jameis Winston.
So
he is the poster, one of the poster boys. There's many of them of a guy who's drafted very high. He was obviously was number one overall pick, and you know that the guy is not a franchise quarterback yet. You're going to pay him because you don't want to admit you were wrong,
right?
And you kind of, I mean, to segue into another sport, but you kind of saw that one of the reasons why the Phillies season, the Phillies press conference especially looked so bad was because you have three guys who think they've forgotten more baseball than anyone knows. And they're up there having to admit that they were wrong about something.
And they didn't like it.
GMs can't stand doing that. So when you have a guy drafting number one overall, whether he's good or not, usually you give him an extension.
Now, the thing is, he is on his lame duck last year of his contract. And this particular coach and this particular GM did not draft him.
Yeah, he won't be back.
So he won't be back now. But it looks like him and Mariota, who a lot of people thought, oh, one of them will be good. One will be Ryan Leaf. One will be. No, they were both Ryan Leaf. In a way.
Yeah, Mariota
is worse in some ways for this reason.
I call him Marcus mediocre.
Yes, and that's why he's worse in some ways. Jameis can tease you, and even in that game, there was one play where Evans was wide open streaking, perfect pass, Evans dropped it, not at all the quarterback's fault. Mariota doesn't throw the ball down the field.
No, Mariota is Jeff Garcia 2.0.
Yes.
I mean, he's like a poor man's a little bit more mobile Jeff Garcia.
But with less gumption.
Yeah.
Less ability to throw the ball down the field.
I've said it so many times. I am so happy that he did not trade. Well, Chip Kelly did not trade up to get Marcus Mariota. Because that whole situation I'm talking about of giving guys extensions, we'd probably have an extension with Marcus Mariota and we'd be you're stuck with him. But, I mean, that's one of the reasons why last season one of the games I was so incensed about was the Tennessee game because going into that game, he had 7 career 300-yard passing games. 7.
Yeah.
He had number 8 in that game. And I was
well, that's the thing to me, that picket fence defense on that play, which actually, I can't even be mad at it, though. The guy just stood there.
Yeah.
The safety, they actually had it.
Corey Graham
standing there kind of changed the whole season. Now they're challenging the play. Let's see what they rarely change spots, but he did reach the ball up. And first down. So it's a first down. Good challenge by the Vikings. First and goal. The Eagles defense giving up, it looks like, a touchdown on the opening drop.
I'll tell you right now, that the yellow line did me dirty. Because the yellow line, it looked like he didn't make it.
Well, from the other angle. They always say it's never exact. They've also taken about half the quarter right off the clock right away before the Eagles even get to touch the ball. And the Eagles offense right now is not exactly high powered with weapons. So none of this is good. But the good thing is it takes them forever to score. So I guess that's the only positive. And a good stop there.
Yeah, who is
on
that?
On first down.
Not Ridgeway.
Well, he's not getting blocked.
Well, I'm just happy he made a play.
If you think the Eagles can
win
the game.
He's not getting blocked, but he's still going to make the play.
No, he made a great play. He split. Well, that's a heck of a play by Ridgeway. Good for him. And then he'll be hopefully back in the rotation soon when Jernigan should be back as soon as the Buffalo game, it appears. It appears. No walking boot, and he should be okay soon.
Stephon Diggs one-on-one coverage, but they're going to go to Thielen.
And Sidney Jones beat 4 touchdowns.
Great route.
Thielen. Sidney Jones.
Where did Sidney Jones think he was going?
Obviously, it's a fade route. So you run to the pylon.
Yeah, This is not hard. He faked like he was going to run literally sideways out of the end zone, and Sidney Jones bit on it.
I know. Like, where's he going to go here? It's so clear where the route's going to be. Look, what are you doing?
What the hell?
Dude.
You guys, based on where they're at in the corner of the end zone there, Sidney Jones probably would have been better off just running up the tunnel. Just keep going.
Yep.
And don't come back.
Sidney Jones is, once again, at what point does the guy just come on? Now, I guarantee he says he tweaked an ankle or something, and the next series he's not starting. I'd be willing to bet.
Well, hey, think of the bright side.
Oh, my ankle hurt.
There is a bright side. You know, in the NFC Championship game, Vikings went right down the field. Eagles rattled off.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ton of points. So, obviously, these are two different teams. But still, if you want to look at a bright side. I mean, your defense wasn't going to shut them out the entire game. It's not a great start. We all know that.
I would prefer if they shut them out one series.
But you need. Well, there's still time for that. But you need the key is you need your offense to come down and answer.
Well, now you have to
in some kind of way.
And I don't know if they have the weapons for that. Tuck will be calling us in just a second after that first series. That should be calling in right now with some of his picks. Unbelievable that they just let him march right down the field on the first drive, and they nickel and dimed them. That wasn't Kirk Cousins will get the touchdown pass, but that was a whole lot of guys getting open. And Thielen beat them so much that it was an easy throw.
Yeah, I could have made that throw.
You could have made that throw. So, on the line right now, as the Eagles trail 7-0, David Tuckman. What's going on, Tuck?
I tell you, man, maybe it's a new thing. Maybe if I like the Eagles, I should just wait until the other team goes up 10-0 and then bet on them. Because it's like a foregone conclusion week after week, unless, of course, they play the Jets, the Eagles just come out flat. What is up with that?
It's unbelievable. We're talking about the defense just lets them march right down the field. And the quarterback, we believe here that Cousins is going to have some turnovers. But those throws were easy throws and great catches by his guys. Like, these are easy throws because the corner in the end zone wasn't even close.
Yeah, I mean, this game really, I mean, this is one of my picks of the week, especially once the Eagles creeped up to +3.5. And my thesis behind this is very simple. You know, the Vikings are generally a one-dimensional offensive team. They run the ball behind Dalvin Cook. They don't really pass protect very well. Kirk Cousins has been mediocre at best all season. What do the Eagles do really, really well? They stop the run. They get after the passer. I think this game really plays into the Eagles' hands, but, you know, that first possession was very disheartening.
Absolutely. Pat mentioned maybe they come down, they answer, they get to 7-7, but this is not the kind of start that you were looking at. Now, you teased something earlier. We put your picks on social media, and we talked about Dallas. Obviously, the Eagles, they're tied at the top of the division. They play each other next week on Sunday Night Football. You have a little bit of a surprise, I think, that people will be a little bit surprised what you think about this Dallas Jets game, the Eagles' opponent last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dallas, I mean, both the Eagles and Dallas are kind of in this, like, show-me mode, you know what I mean? Yeah. We look at the Eagles, of course, and it's who have they beaten this year? I mean, the Redskins, the Jets, they lost to the Falcons. So, you know, this is really a litmus test game. You talk about the Dallas Cowboys as well, you know, coming off a big loss and an embarrassing loss. They're in a tough spot as well. I mean, both their left and right starting tackles are out this week. You know, they go on the road. I know it's the woeful Jets, but the Jets are getting a shot in the arm this week. I mean, their starting quarterback, the future of their franchise, is back this week. The defense plays tough. We watched them last week versus the Eagles. I mean, that defense kind of kept them in the game for a while. They play tough. I think with Sam Darnold back back under center, the Jets are going to keep this game close. I just don't think the Cowboys are good enough to be giving 7. I'm not going to come out and say they're going to, you know, the Jets are going to win this game, but I got +8 earlier in the week. I got +7.5. I'm all over the Jets this week. I just think that's a lot of points to be giving a team at home.
Absolutely. Now, right now, the Eagles, there's always value right after a team scores. So the line jumps up on the money line, always. So if you still believe the Eagles, if you believe the Eagles +3 before the game, would you come on and bet it right now on +3.5?
Oh, my God. Right now I'm looking at it. It's +7.5. It's +7.5. You got to be kidding me. I mean, I feel like the betting lines, there's so much opportunity. These live in-game bets on PlaySugarHouse.com, it's where you have to be. The first quarter, there's so much overreaction to whichever team scores first. You know, we saw Philadelphia versus Green Bay. Not only were they down 10-0, but Green Bay was dominating that game. This Eagles team, they face adversity. They come back from it. They believe they can come back. And with Carson Wentz playing the way he's playing, this game is far from over. +7.5. Give me the Eagles all day.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Tucker. We'll talk to you at halftime. Really looking forward to it, man. Let's hope this game stabilizes a little bit.
Yeah, for sure, man. Talk to you then.
All right, it's David Tuck. Let us the Eagles take over. And then there's a holding on the kickoff return, so the Eagles have to start the series inside their own 10. Not a perfect start there, Pat.
Not at all. And as you say that, I'm going to hammer the +7.5 and take Tuck's advice.
Yeah, I go to play shootout. To me, it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, you knew this game wasn't, like you said, it wasn't going to be a shutout. It was going to be a close game. One touchdown shouldn't make the line jump from 3.5 to 7.5. Hammer that if you think.
But as you say, and Tuck reiterated it, it's the overreaction from the first drive. Mm-hmm. It happens in every single game. You're going to see it in this one. And that's what happened. It goes from 3.5 to 7.5.
Yep. Yeah. And the one thing that does disturb me about the game right now is, we mentioned, okay, Eagles, come down and answer. We mentioned our wide receivers right now have not really made explosive plays because they don't really have guys who can make explosive plays. You're looking for Goddard. You're looking for someone to step up. Then you start right inside your own 10. That affects your play caller. That changes what you would like to call. Everyone's more conservative inside their own 10, inside their own 20, than they would be if they started at the 25. So that's a damning penalty. But 3rd and 2 here, and a crucial third down for the Eagles early in this game. Jeez. And they're stopped.
Yeah, and the offensive line did a horrible job.
He had no chance.
No, you had 3 linebackers come through. I don't know what the hell the offensive line was doing.
So 3 runs, 3 and out for the Eagles, and now they have to punt from inside their own 15.
Oh, my God. That is awful.
Sayamalu.
Awful job.
Sayamalu just waves at a guy.
You literally waved at him.
Now, it's tough. They say commonly that a running back has to beat 1, but he can't beat 2 when Sayamalu doesn't block at all. Maybe he beats 1 guy. There's no way he's going to beat 2 there.
Yeah, that's awful. And now you're in a situation where you do need to stop. You can't go down 14-0.
No.
On the road, that's tough.
This is bad. He's got to at least get a hand on the guys.
Upgrade.
We'll get to Eddie on the other side. 610-632-0975. There may be a way to upgrade. I'll mention that on the other side. Oh, boy. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan here. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Oh boy, the Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom design for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And the Eagles would have got themselves off the field, holding them to a field goal, but holding on now Rasul Douglas. And it's a decent call.
Yeah, it's a good call.
And
it's just this defense keeps shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, it's while we were in commercial, Sidney Jones gets beat for 20-some yards on a play that should have been 4 or 5.
We should have a sound effect every time he gets beat. Maybe like a
toaster.
Like a burning sound. Yeah. We got to work on that maybe for next week.
All right, the Eagles defense actually outside the corners, I'm going to say this, have actually been decent.
No, the line's been good.
Yeah, the Vikings
has been good.
Tons of trick plays, tons of mixed direction, because it looks like they don't feel comfortable that man-on-man, they can just beat them.
And this was a very risky throw that he made.
Oh, yeah. He's looking to give it up. That run was the type where he took a hit. That's the type where a quarterback fumbles. Cousins is looking to give it up. The question is, can these corners just play passable enough to let him give it up?
Yeah, now, look, the Vikings have 2 very good wide receivers, but still, it's as you said,
and they
passable.
Go after Jones again.
Just go passable.
Douglas was on the bottom end. Are they going to do that now? Are they so afraid of Thielen? Are they going to start moving Douglas around?
Wouldn't you? I mean, Kirk Cousins' favorite target is Adam Thielen.
You're right.
So to put your worst cornerback on his favorite target, that's a bold strategy, Cotton, and it's not going to pay off.
You're right.
And you saw Rasul Douglas on Adam Thielen on the holding call, too. So I think so. I think.
And at least he held him and didn't get burnt. Penalties are bad. Always bad. But it's better than giving up a touchdown by not holding, if that makes sense. Well, like Jones would do.
You know,
lack of physicality.
As Kirk Cousins was scrambling around, I'm thinking to myself, like, how is nobody open? How are none of these wide receivers open? Well, you found out why.
And
he's out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
But that's I love Thielen. Adam Thielen.
Good close.
I can't.
Well, maybe they challenge it. Let's see. Did he get his feet in? It's not impossible.
I really hope not.
It's not impossible. Jenkins, one foot.
He got his foot down.
And that's a touchdown.
This one's going to land in bounds.
That's a touchdown. Oh, wait, he may not have caught it.
That ball hit the ground.
I don't think he caught it. But it could be a touchdown.
I mean, this is going to be one of those calls.
Now this will be their second challenge. His knee came down. It's 1 foot, crossed the plane, but I don't know the catch rules.
Yeah, I don't know either, because the ball hit the ground first.
And then the knee, and it looks like they're not challenging it. So the Eagles, it looks like there's no challenge flag. And you're looking at 10-0.
I mean, in the backyard, that's a catch.
Yeah, in the backyard, that's a catch all day. I actually don't think that was a catch, looking at it, because there was no 2 feet.
I have no idea. I'm not even going to pretend to know the catch rules for the NFL.
Now, Ken, and just like that, the Eagles are behind.
10-0.
10-0. Eddie, South Philly, you're 97.5, the Fanatic in the Green Zone. What's up, Eddie?
What's up, guys? How are you?
I'm all right, man.
It is so frustrating. Sidney Jones is bad. He's on a different level of bad. He's just horrible.
Yeah, he's burnt toast.
Ever since last year when Sean Payton went right at him, when they dismantled the Eagles, it's just gone downhill. I mean, you mean to tell me, as coaches, they watch this film and they still put him out there to play? You mean there's nobody else any better than him? Because if not, that's sad. Because this kid is bad. Really bad.
I mean, LeBlanc might be better than him. It's just he's injured.
But there's nobody else. You can get it. Nobody.
Well, Jalen Mills could be back as soon as next week. He is better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get him better. You got
to explore the trade market.
This guy's hurt. I get it.
But the other issue you have is it looks like the one everybody wants, Ramsey, as of right now, the Jags continue to say he's not available at all.
Yeah, you know, they want to keep Ramsey. The Cardinals, for some stupid reason, don't want to trade Patrick Peterson. They're just trying to up in their value. But, I mean,
right. The Eagles or someone else offered 2 first-round picks for Ramsey, and the Jags said thanks, but no thanks. So, No one's going to say more than that.
Right. So here's my question. Is there anything they can do to help this kid? Because
no.
Corner's
different.
Every time.
Corner and wide receiver. That's why a lot of them tend to be crazy. And thanks for calling. Is because you're alone on an island a lot of times. That's also why Revis, for example, when he first came to the league, held out the entire training camp, surprise, surprise, because he was always about his money, and started week one. Because sometimes corners are as simple as you see that guy, cover him.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to
mindset.
Do it.
It's a mindset. It's a mentality. It's
on your own. And that's why the wide receivers and the corners many times are crazy, because if you're a lineman, even if you're blocking mano and mano, there's a guy to the left of you. There's a guy to the right of you. If you're a center, there's guys on both sides. You have other responsibilities. It's a very lonely, like you're out on the flank, and you basically are by yourself. And when you get exposed, everyone sees it.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Ramsey is an incredible cornerback. It's not like he doesn't give up catches. It's the mindset of, if I give up one, I'm going to forget about it.
And that's what Mills is great at. Mills gets beat 3 straight times. That 4th one, if he backs it down.
Well, the one thing that Jalen Mills' injury has made you realize is he's not as bad as a lot of us thought. You kind of learn to appreciate him when he's not there.
Right, because what we were expecting was we were comparing him next to stars. Now, Charles Davis on TV for some reason keeps saying that was a touchdown. Apparently, according to rules people, it wasn't even close. For that to have been a touchdown, he would have needed to have 2 feet in, inbounds, and full total control. Oh, boy.
Not a great start.
But the Eagles will at least get the ball at the 25. Sanders drops the ball. This is not a good start. I'm not happy. 10-0 down. You can't keep falling into these holes. And the worst part about it is the Eagles barely have had a chance to have the ball. The one time they started because of a penalty, they were inside the 10. So they're 10-0, and I can't even yet blame the offense. I would like to, but I can't yet. Now I can, because this will be the first time they actually have the ball at a reasonable part of the field. They start at their own 8.
Yeah.
Not 8 yards.
You know, they're only down 10. It's not the end of the world here.
Right now on Play Sugar House, the line did not move. It's still Eagles 7.5. So that field goal did not move people nearly as much as that touchdown did. Maybe pass the ball here.
You need, and they do that. I was fooled by the
and
play.
Nobody was open. Get down. There you go.
Good.
I think it's holding on the defense.
Let's hope.
That would make sense why nobody was open if you're just grabbing the receivers.
Same thing as our Kirk Cousins scramble.
Uh-huh. Like, why is nobody open? Oh, because they tackled Mac Hollins or something like that. Can he step up? Him or Aguilar for the Eagles to win this game? Yep, it was. Not a surprise. Holding defense on Rhodes.
I think Mac Hollins is another Greg Lewis.
So he stinks.
And Greg Lewis was productive for what he was.
Oh, he's holding Alshon. Oh, no wonder. Now, the issue I have
with
that.
He was literally hugging him.
He was there. Yeah, that was a good call. And that would explain why no one is open.
He was doing the prom picture, like when you got to grab the girl's hip.
Yes. Now, if you were the quarterback and you were dropping back, you're looking, obviously, Aguilar, Ertz. Do you even look at the other guys?
Well, I mean, is Goddard on the field?
Well, I'm saying no. And when Aguilar's on the field, so Goddard's not on the field. Are you really looking? When you drop back, are you looking at those guys? And you know that Howard is not a great natural pass catcher.
Yeah, if it's my last, if I have time to make a read, yes. But no, I mean they're low down on the
pecking
order. Unless I catch them out of the side of my eye, you know, and they're completely wide open.
Tyler, but, go around the league with some scores because this game's 10-0. I wonder how some other games are going around the league. All right, maybe 2nd and 5. Let's pass here. They attempted one, another run. A lot of runs early, which shows that Samalu on the ground again. Shocking.
Samalu sucks.
He's on the ground once
again. That's all it is. Samalu is the offensive line version of Sidney Jones.
I mean,
you keep waiting for him to step up. He never does. He's surrounded by talented people. He is the weak link on that offensive line.
Right, and sometimes you can hide him because, like you said, the other four guys are really talented.
Yeah.
Perhaps the best center in the league. So far, according to Pro Football Focus, the best guard in the league on that right side, two good tackles, and then he's just a guy.
He's just a guy. That's a great way to put it. He's just a guy. They've done a great job constructing this offensive line, and he is a hole.
And now, the good thing is you can find guards in the fourth round, little screen pass, first down. All right?
He gets the first down. But
first down from scrimmage.
I wonder how much of that play call has to do with the fact that on 3rd and 2, Isaac Seumalo got blown up, and they punted. So,
now
I mean,
right.
they barely got 3 yards. They do end up picking up the first down, but I think that affected the play call, and it's already the end of the first quarter. Jeez,
yep.
That flew by.
It flew by. So, all right, everybody, this is your chance. You pause 10 seconds to get synced up with us if you just tuned in. We'll do it now. I'll let you know when to unpause it. And then we're going to go to Dave in Center City, and let's see if the second quarter could be a little bit better than first. Unpause. And Dave is Center City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Green Zone. What's up, Dave?
Gentlemen, don't worry. This game will come down to the final, I don't want to say possession, but the Eagles will be in good shape. Club Tyrone,
yes.
The Eagles or Lamborghini Countach? Carson is the driver. Why can't he get this car out of first gear much until later in the game? He's the 32nd ranked quarterback in the first quarter in the league.
Watch this first quarter?
Yeah, I know it's not exactly the offense's fault. I'm saying the Eagles as a whole.
It has to do with lack of playmakers. You saw Cousins threw, first of all, that Thielen one that people were saying should have been a touchdown would have been if he throws a better ball. You see how badly Thielen beat Sidney Jones? Who do the Eagles have that does that?
No, I know. You're right, but
I'm saying that's why it takes longer to get. If you just call out and you say my players are better than your players, I think it's a lot easier. These guys, I think, have to see what the Vikings are doing and then make adjustments to it because they don't out-talent people right now on offense, partially because Aguilar has regressed and Mac Hollins, it seems like it was a mistake for him to make the team. Straight up, seems like it was a mistake. There was a talk about some other receivers possibly making the team. You don't have enough offensively outside of Ertz and Alshon in the passing game that are threats right now without DeSean Jackson. They are very reliant on DeSean Jackson. We've basically seen him for like one half.
Right, I know. But the superior talent of Carson and the superior mind of Dougie P takes over. This has got overtime written all over, Tyrone. Ugh. I'll settle for an overtime tie, and they say A tie is like kissing your sister. If your sister is Tyra Banks, I'm okay with that.
I'm not okay with kissing your sister.
Come on, Dave.
Nope, I'm not cool with that. It's just, it's gross. Yeah. I know what you're saying, but if you're, even if your sister's hot, Dave,
now, that's now not cool. They have a stat up now that says fewest yards.
I was just about to bring up that he has four passing yards.
But he also only threw literally one time.
I mean, they to Dave's point, they need to open him up.
Well, how, with who?
Dude, like, I mean, it's not the worst receiving core he's ever worked with. I've actually seen him have a worse receiving core. I know we act like this is incredibly
who
bad.
Who was worse?
Who was worse?
Yes, who? Yeah,
Jordan Matthews, Paul Turner, DGB.
Dorian Green
Beckham is better than Mac Hollins.
I totally disagree with that.
Okay.
Totally disagree.
All right, hey,
One's still in the NFL. The other hasn't sniffed the NFL, Tyler, in 3 years.
Do me a favor, Tyler. Find the DGB stats. Find Mac Hollins' career stats.
Well, do you want career or do you want 2016?
I want the year with Carson for Hollins and the year, and we'll break it down to five
games. DGB was so good. Why isn't he in the league
for
3 years?
I don't think Hollins is going to be in the league next year. I think Hollins is worse. I really do think he's worse than Dorial Green-Beckham. I think he's terrible.
Wide receiving core of Dorial Green-Beckham.
And
Paul
that Jordan
Turner,
Matthews is
Bryce
better than
Treggs,
this Aguilar.
Jordan Matthews, terrible.
And that...
Way worse.
That Matthews was better than this Aguilar. We'll find those stats.
We'll
find the stats.
I'm not going to buy into the stats because at that point, Jordan Matthews was the only receiver that he had any faith in.
Okay.
So he was forcing the ball to him. He's not even looking at an Aguilar's way.
Why do you think that is? Because he stays.
Okay, but if Jordan Matthews was on this team right now, he wouldn't look his way either.
Yes, he
because
look
he sucks.
No,
and
no.
He's always sucked.
He's better
but
than Aguilar.
He bought into it because he had no wide receivers.
He's better
so
than Aguilar.
Jordan Matthews was drafted in the second round. Oh, my God, he's great.
I'm saying this is a lot of slander towards guys
who suck and who aren't in the league anymore. It's
and
a whole lot of slander.
Be in the league.
A whole lot of slander for all those guys
Hollins
who suck.
Shouldn't be in the league.
Who suck.
Hollins shouldn't be in the league. Mac Hollins should not be in the league. He should not.
He should. He's a good special teams player.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Good special teams player.
He is
player.
A good special teams player.
No, he's not.
Oh, see, that's,
I've never seen him make any special
slanderous.
Teams play. He stinks as a receiver.
Total disrespect.
All right, I've got those stats for
you.
I'm not going to buy into the stats.
So, listen, because with it only being 5 weeks, I did the projected.
Right.
After 15. Mac Hollins would have 30 catches for 375, no scores.
Are we just going to
DGB
that?
Had 36 for 392
touchdowns. Wait, I'm going to stop. Are we just going to ignore the Carson Wentz play that just happened? Because
we're
going through Dorial Green-Beckham stats.
So
Dillard's can't do
in
that.
The game. So for some reason, he just gets dumped. That's embarrassing.
That's a good sign.
He just got put on his butt.
And Carson Wentz hits the circle button.
So Carson Wentz had to man up against a guy who just knocked.
So if you do it projective wise and play Mac Hollins 2019 season, DGB beats him in every category.
I told you he's better than Hollins. Hollins
okay.
stinks.
All right.
And bite it down. Hollins is terrible.
All right. I think DGB's worse.
Yeah, but there's nothing to base that on factually.
Yeah, to compare the two with the two receiving cores, I think is completely different. In this situation, Mac Hollins is your fourth option. In that situation, DGB was your second option.
DGB was not your second option.
Who was your second option then? It was Jordan Matthews was your number one, and DGB was your number two.
Ertz.
All right, I'm talking wide receivers.
Wide receiver. He's number three as the wide receiver at worst. He starts Alshon. He starts and he stinks. Long field goal.
I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame. But to act like our wide receiving core right now is worse than the one that Carson Wentz had to use in his rookie year is ridiculous.
I
won't have it.
I disagree
you
with
have
you.
Have Alshon Jeffrey right now.
Alshon
you didn't have
Jeffrey.
That. Alshon Jeffrey is better than every
Alshon.
Single wide receiver.
And every other guy there is worse
year.
Than those guys.
And having Alshon Jeffrey on this team right now makes this wide receiving core so much better than the wide receiving core.
And that's who is passing a big complete too. But don't give me Matthews and Aguilar a passable
Matthews
players.
And Aguilar sucks. And Jordan Matthews is trash. Dorial Green-Beckham, trash.
And Mike Hollins, trash.
Paul Aguilar,
trash. These guys stink.
I'm not saying they're good.
You kind of are.
No, I'm saying that this wide receiving core now is better than the one he had to work with his rookie year.
No.
How are you going to say no? They've Alshon Jeffery now.
DGB is better
and
than
he was
Hollins.
So much better. Why isn't he still in the league?
Because he
by
stinks.
By accident, he should be in the league.
Hollins 32 is
teams
worse.
Are, 32 teams are telling you he sucks.
He's
and
also
can't play.
A criminal.
There's one team that's telling you he can play. That Mac Hollins can play, and
this
that's the
silly.
Eagles.
This is silly. He looked it up.
He looked up a completely different scenario.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he
two
did.
Two starting wide receivers.
Darrell Green Beckham is your second wide receiver in that situation.
And so is Hollins right now.
He's your third wide receiver.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
is. He's the starter. Aguilar is your slot receiver. Hollins is your number two, and he stinks at it. He's terrible.
He's not your number two wide receiver. Aguilar's okay. Your number two.
So, Jordan Matthews was playing out of the slot there.
Jordan Matthews, I think he was playing on the outside, wasn't he?
Nah.
Pretty sure he's playing on the outside.
Nah.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive, because I'm pretty sure he's playing on the outside
I'm
at that point.
Jordan Matthews with 85 catches. I don't care if he was. These guys
he had to throw to somebody. He had to throw to somebody.
And he was able to catch it. These guys aren't able to catch it. They stink.
If he was able to catch it so much, why is he able to catch it now on any team?
Because
he sucks.
Because he's regressed.
He sucks.
But these guys can't catch it on
what,
any
did
team
the,
down.
Did the aliens come down from the Monstars and steal his talent all of a sudden?
That happens. Players regress.
They regress, but I mean, this guy always sucked. Jordan Matthews can't play. He never could play.
Neither could Hollins and Aguilar.
It was false gold.
Neither could Hollins.
We bought into it.
Hollins
because
can't
he was the
play.
Only receiver that Carson went to throw to.
By all that doesn't say that Mac Hollins is good. You yelling
I'm not saying he's
about
good.
Matthews being bad doesn't
I'm not
make Hollins
he's good.
Good.
I'm
he's
not
terrible.
Saying he's good. I'm not saying he's good. This
wretched.
Wide receiving core is better.
It's not. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. The Fanatic Green Zone, presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania, New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you, PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We just saw Rasul Douglas give up a big, big, deep touchdown. But actuality, McCloud was supposed to have safety help inside, and that's why he played outside. And McCloud decided to jump a shorter route. So I don't understand short versus long, why he chose to go short, but it burnt the Eagles. And Kirk Cousins is having some easy throws. These guys are running wide open, butt-naked open.
Yeah, I mean, there's college quarterbacks that could make these throws.
Like the Jets quarterback last week could have made these throws.
He's available now.
Yeah, he could. I mean, the double move. So now it's been McCloud was the issue there. Now it's 17-3. You keep getting in these holes. It's tough for any team to have to play from behind when you don't have all your pieces. That we can agree on.
Oh, 100%.
When you're not full strength, it's hard to do that.
100%. And Ertz was held up a little bit there, but
yeah, I don't know if there was some physicality inside of 5 yards.
Just give it to Jordan Howard.
He doesn't love that physicality.
No. The first play of this drive went to Dallas Goedert.
He ran after the catch.
He was fighting for yards, and it's, I'm not even kidding. It's not a joke. It's obvious of which tight end is which because one fights for yards, the other does not. The other catches the ball and immediately goes down.
Yeah, and that physicality he doesn't seem to like. If you want to feel better. The Eagles' point spread had got up to 11. For some reason, it's down to 9.5. And right now, the Vikings are minus 625 on Play Sugar House versus plus 410 for the Eagles. And 3rd and 1, and it's a pass play. And,
I don't
okay.
Like that. I know he caught it, but I don't like that
I don't
call.
Like it either. And he's throwing to Alshon. And Alshon is not playing terribly, but Alshon is your possession receiver, and you hope to balance that with a guy who could get a big play. And right now, one thing we can agree on, it doesn't seem like there's anyone to balance Alshon and make that big play.
No, there's nobody out there.
And that's troublesome right now. So between the corners and the wide receivers, not great. But if the Eagles can get points here, You know, who knows?
And I'll tell you right now, I don't expect Deshaun Jackson back next week.
Me neither. The way it's sounding, I think Buffalo at the earliest, maybe the Chicago game.
I agree. I think Buffalo at the earliest. And that might be pushing it.
A lot of misdirection plays on this drive, and they're working their way down the field.
That's
got to
be Goddard. Yep. Shocking. Goddard.
Yep.
I don't like that. Because Zach Ertz would have went right out of bounds.
Yeah. Now, they're being, okay, positives. Not a lot of penalties on offense, unlike last week. They've been on the right side of the chains. The problem is they haven't had the ball enough because the defense has just given up chunks every time.
And any time the defense gets to a third down, they can't get off the field.
Yeah.
You know, they'll do a penalty. The one time they were off the field, and there was a penalty. It was a holding penalty.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So it's frustrating, man. We just said it. You can't keep getting into these holes in games and expect yourself just to be able to climb out of it.
They threw one pass in the first quarter.
He's going deep.
And a flag?
How is there no flag? He wasn't even turned around.
Wow.
How is that possible? He wasn't turned around.
But you know what that is? I agree, but you know what I think it is? Aguilar is so known for being soft and so known for not making plays that if it's pedigreed corner.
He kind of initiated contact. Yep. Maybe that's why.
And you know what? Aguilar, work your way back towards the ball. Why are you looking to fall down? Like, there's no physicality from that guy down the field.
It's gotten to the point where Aguilar's catches are pass interference calls.
Yeah.
He doesn't catch the ball. He just.
Trey Waynes, yet another player that they could have drafted instead of Sidney Jones. Everybody fixates on Dalvin Cook. Trey Waynes was another player that could have been taken in, but instead of him. And he's a pedigree corner.
Third and two again.
And
you throw the ball
to Goddard, who doesn't come down with
it. And, because he had three guys around. What is up with that play
call? I'm assuming that this is four down territory.
It
that's why they called
because
it.
That's a stupid freaking play call. That's what you come out with, Mike Groh?
Well, does the second
straight? Yeah, you're right. The second straight third down, like third and short, and we're going to throw it. Yeah, sorry, Mike. I shouldn't be coming at Mike Groh when he doesn't call the plays. It's my fault. I'll take the blame on that.
All right, I don't know what play call because the problem is they're going to sit on the short routes, and this might be a time for like a double move. Who do you trust here to execute a double move?
I think it's Carson Wentz at quarterback draw.
Could be.
Well, he's got he had it for a second. What is that?
And he's looking for Alshon, the only person he trusted. I don't like it. I don't like
it. You had third and two and fourth and two twice.
Two passes.
You clearly either don't trust your offensive line or don't trust your running game.
Ooh.
One of the two. You got it. You got to catch that ball. But that play calling is terrible.
Yeah.
That is awful. And now you're sitting there and you're punting. And you risk going down 24-3 because you have abandoned the run all of a sudden.
Yep, because you get 6-1-0.
Like, that's right out of the Andy Reid playbook.
Terrible. Things. We'll get to Jim Henry Z. We'll get you on the other side. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.